Well, the Fed just dropped the core inflation data. And it's 9%, Lee. And it's really great. People, America just don't understand how amazing. I'm sorry, wait. That was 2022.
I thought I was stuck in a time loop there somewhere.
Yeah, no, because when America was 9%, we were just told that Americans didn't understand how really actually great we had it.
And it was transitory, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's transitory. It's going to go away. But it mostly, as Joe Biden and Jen Psaki explained, Americans were just not smart enough to understand all of the good things that Democrats had done for them. But now we're at, it was supposed to come in at 2.7. That was the expected. Trump, of course, beats expectations every time with actual 2.6. So we're going in the right direction with that core CPI data. Absolutely. And yet today, I kid you not, contrast, shall we, 2.6 versus 9%. We will be told we have an affordability crisis by the same Democrats, by the way, who told you that it was actually great to have 9% inflation, but also really bad in Putin's fault also.
But they're the ones that are actually responsible for the unaffordability.
Right. I mean, just even the way this is being framed on Fox News just makes me want to just come up out of my chair. They're like, right, you know, Trump administration doubling down on affordability crisis. Why do we use the words affordability crisis when we are at 7, 8, 9% inflation? Yeah. Yeah. And you bet we should have put Powell in prison for that, just for the inflation rate. Good gosh. I'm kidding.
The heck with that $2 billion for the new office.
I know. I know. So, look, this is going really well. I'd like to see it closer to like 2.3% inflation, but it's coming. It's coming down. It's going in the right direction. And yet Republicans, even our media presents as like Republicans need to justify the affordability. What are you talking about? You don't want prices to come down. Trust me. That's stagflation. What you want is wages to catch up. What do we need for wages to catch up? We need growth and we need gangbusters. Growth. And it looks like we could get it. Never before have we had growth numbers like this and nobody talked about them. Steve Moore, an economic advisor for Donald Trump for the presidential election. There's a survey of 90 economists. They do it. A survey of about 100 economists, all the prominent ones, all the right people. They do it at the beginning of each year. And 90% put the growth rate for 2025 at 2.1%. Well, by third quarter, we're at 4.1, 4.2. I mean, they got it wrong by half. Now, Larry Kudlow's out, Lee, with this piece in Real Clear Politics, 5% growth or even better. I mean, when you consider the numbers at the end of the year, the Atlanta Fed GDP now for the fourth quarter, which was the shutdown quarter. So you're going to have, you know, some economic, unfortunately, government creates a lot of economic activity. It shouldn't, but it does because it spends too much. Atlanta Fed GDP now for the fourth quarter, 2025, listen to this, which was the shutdown quarter. Their GDP now number was just revised up to 5.4%. Wow. Have you seen that anywhere?
No, of course not.
I mean, that's incredible. And you got the productivity of the economy. One of the most significant variables is average 4.5% last two quarters. That's output per hour for the non-farm economy. So these are all really, really good numbers. Non-financial corporate productivity, last two quarters, up 3.8%. I mean, this shouldn't even be happening this fast. At least I didn't think it would. So there's the economic story is so good. Somebody needs to go into the Fox News newsroom. I don't know if they let me in there. I don't have a pass and slap the face of whoever. Like, are you the news director? Can you talk to Larry Kudlow over at Fox Business, please?
Well, they might let you in, but that slap would be a
yeah, I'd probably get arrested.
There, yeah.
I was telling them I'm a Democrat and I'm mad at ICE. It'll be fine. So that yeah, I did let me go. So as long as I don't ram anybody in the parking lot, I'll be good. So 5% plus economic growth. And Larry Kudlow saying, look, I mean, if we could avoid a shutdown, we might even be able to do 6 or 7%. Sky's the limit, barring some unforeseen economic problem. I don't know. I mean, I listen to talk radio all day long, and I don't know if people don't know, but we need to be talking this up more. I mean, look, we let the Democrats slide by with 9% inflation. Lies about how many jobs they were. Remember the Democrat job boom?
No, which didn't happen.
It didn't happen. They ran on it in the midterms. They faked it, ran on it, and then revised it away. I can remember the stories. The only bright spot in the Biden economic picture is the jobs boom. Turns out there was none. And they get away with it. Mm-hmm. Why are we letting them get away with it? The messaging here is terrible. We need a war room to talk about this stuff. Because growth is just, it's incredible right now. Really on fire. And I can't wait to see, barring some economic situation that's badly, what year 3 and 4 of the Trump administration look like. In fact, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, as long as things work out in 2020, well, in November, that's...
Yeah, that's... Americans, I mean, it's, again, one big IQ test. Look, I'm not wild about the Republican leadership. They don't make me want to get out of my chair. But I tell you what, the idea of these Democrats being in charge is terrifying.
That's what should get you out of your chair.
You want to, I mean, you want to put a, halt to this?
Yeah.
Stay home.
Yeah. That'll put a kibosh on things in a hurry.
Yes. So all of this is really, really, really good news. And oddly, with this whole thing, the funny thing about Jerome Powell is that he is keeping inflation, interest rates artificially high so that Trump won't have a jobs boom. Each percentage point, like if he lowered it 1%, that's 1 million jobs. And Trump needs the jobs boom. That's where we're really struggling is, it's only creating 60,000 jobs in the last.
And that's the growth you're talking about. That's what we need to see.
Absolutely. And Powell is artificially holding it back. Weirdly, though, Powell accidentally did Trump sort of a favor. And he would never do this intentionally. His job, of course, as he sees it, is to wreck the economy to get Democrats elected. But we had this very weird thing, and I'm just kind of keeping my eye on it. I'm not going to be alarmist about it or anything. But we had this kind of weird thing going on that EJ Antoni, who was supposed to head the Bureau of Labor Statistics, probably my favorite economist, is warning about. We had Japanese dumping our treasuries ahead of the big spend. Because remember, the big, beautiful bill is record-breaking, unfortunately, federal spending by Republicans. And the Japanese took a look at that. They own a lot of treasuries, and they went, we're not doing this. And so they dumped their treasuries, forcing us to print a whole bunch of money and dump monopoly money into the markets. We weren't intending to do that. And now we got to turn around by law and print the big, beautiful bill. So Powell holding on to these high interest rates in a really weird way is protecting Trump from the Republicans' profligate spending that really could have blown up in his face. It's kind of a faux pas. Here's EJ Antoni. I'm not going to make a big deal about this, but it is happening. And you should know about it.
Well, the Federal Reserve is going to begin its two-day policy meeting today, where it's expected to announce another interest rate cut tomorrow. And Fox Business is reporting markets widely expect a 25 basis point interest rate cut, which would mark the third straight meeting with a rate cut, though expectations have shifted over time. What does all of this mean for the American consumer?
Well, I think we need to focus not just on the rate cut, but also what they do with the balance sheet. And I know that that's a much more technical aspect of it here, but we have to be concerned with that because as the Fed grows the balance sheet, which we can expect them to start doing, by the way, in the coming months, the problem there is that it is essentially creating money. In other words, the Fed is running the printing press.
Yep.
And it's very troubling that they might be going back to that because that was a key component to what gave us the massive inflation we saw under the Biden administration. And so that's going to essentially be at loggerheads with the Trump administration's effort to put downward pressure on prices. So we want to focus not just on what they do with their benchmark interest rate, but also what they do with the balance sheet, because real market rates don't always move with the Fed's interest rate. In other words, what we saw this time a year ago was the Fed cutting their benchmark interest rate. But what happened to interest rates in the real world? The interest rate or the yield on treasuries rose, and the monthly mortgage, the 30-year mortgage rate also rose. Yeah. So again, we need to focus not just on that headline news of the interest rate. We also have to focus on
Yeah, so we just had a pretty large print lead that we didn't anticipate having to do to backstop the treasuries after Japan started dumping them. So that's not good. So in a weird way, Jerome Powell might be screaming and yelling, but he's actually helping Trump right now, but totally by accident.
Well, at least there are other nations that are holding our debt didn't join them because, of course, Japan's got their own problems.
I know. They do. And that is another reason that they could be dumping it as well. But we didn't anticipate it, and we're going to have to do a pretty big print coming up. So just to pay for our debt that we should not be having. Meanwhile, all of this is Scott Bessent. Yesterday, our Treasury Secretary, audio actually came out over the weekend, admitted, $300 to $600 billion a year is fraud. $300 to $600 billion a year. Wouldn't it be nice not to just...
And we've got Democrat states that are suing the federal government to keep it going.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what these lawsuits are about.
Yeah, to demand that the Somalis continue getting their fake funds, real funds, for their fake kids.